Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of February 1st. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Well, my friends, this is a powerful week, as all of them have been, working with Aquarius energy, of course, and the poem I'm going to give you at the end of this podcast, Where To Now by Mark Nepo, has some beautiful lines in it. One of them is, working with the palace that difficulty opens. And that's part of the journey, as well as letting go of the stories that are too small to cover your heart. So I'm going to remind you, we just had Mercury go retrograde on Saturday, January 30th at 27 degrees of Aquarius. And it'll be retrograde until February 20th when it goes forward at 11 degrees of Aquarius. Now, new listeners to the podcast, do not be concerned about the degree measurements. You will understand what I'm going to say to you about these archetypal cycles of change. So remember that the planets are archetypal characters. And as we watch their cycles in the heavens, moving against the backdrop of the zodiac wheel that we perceive, it's a way of mirroring the cycles of change in the human world and in the world we live in our Earth. Now, Mercury is the communicator archetype. And this character in us and the world has to do with all the ways our mind works, how we analyze, we think, we speak, we write, we move our bodies as far as expressing ourselves. And when a planet is retrograde, that means it appears to go backwards in the heavens from our perspective on the Earth. Of course, physically, that doesn't really happen, but it's all about our perspective. And when a planet is retrograde, it's symbolic of a time out for that archetypal character. It's like stop, review. Retrograde, the symbol is a big RX, like a prescription symbol. It's like time out to review, reconsider, redefine, rethink, okay? And one of the things, I want to honor some of Kim Marie's work with the Evolutionary Astrology Network. She does brilliant work with astrology, and she also has different webinars she does, including free Mercury retrograde cycles. So you might want to check that out, Evolutionary Astrology Network. It'll be in my resource page that I'll talk about at the end of this podcast. She reminds us that when Mercury is retrograde, it's time for a new attitude and to release old mental patterns and to think for yourself. Now, Mercury's retrograde in Aquarius. The zodiac signs are the energetic expression of the archetypal character. Aquarius is very much about thinking outside the box. It is about freedom, about innovation, about doing things differently, you know, changing the patterns and like changing the status quo. I love there's four words that Kim Marie offers for Aquarius energy: detachment, objectivity, individuate, and innovate. Aquarius is all about being true to yourself, and yet it also is a sign connected to community and tribe. So it's this wonderful, delicious challenge. How can I be true to myself, individuate, and be my uniqueness, and yet still belong to kindred spirit tribes? So there's a whole sense of being true to oneself, but allowing other to be true to themselves. There's a whole beautiful quality of unity and diversity with Aquarius. So back to Mercury retrograde, this 3-week period from January 30th until February 20th is really about challenging us to take a time out and to let go of our old thoughts and stories about our uniqueness or our incapacity to be true to ourselves. Sometimes the wounded energy with Aquarius is self-marginalization or marginalizing or othering someone else. You're too weird. You're too different. You're not like me. I don't like you. Mercury retrograde in Aquarius says, hey, this 3-week period, time out. What if you stop othering yourself and other people and really lean into honoring your uniqueness and then giving permission and spaciousness and respect for others to do the same? This is particularly important because as Mercury is moving through Aquarius, it's making a really strong cycle with the planet Jupiter. This is called a conjunction. It means in the sky, there's times when Mercury conjunct Jupiter. Mercury looks like it's next to Jupiter in the heavens. And I want to just tell you the three dates of this cycle when Mercury is conjunct Jupiter right now. It started on January 11th. At 5 degrees Aquarius, for those who want to know that. Also on Valentine's Day, February 14th, there'll be another Mercury-Jupiter conjunction at 14 degrees of Aquarius. And then finally on March 4th, Mercury and Jupiter will come together in the heavens for the short cycle at 17 degrees of Aquarius. Okay, Sheila, what does that mean in English? Jupiter is the teacher archetype. It's about the wise person, the wise woman, wise man, wise being in you. And Jupiter has everything to do with expansion and opening and awakening to a bigger awareness, but it also has to do with our core belief systems. And the wounded side of this archetype inside of us and other people is dogmatism and self-righteousness and major soapboxing. Okay, my truth is right. I know what it is. Let's do it. And this is challenging. Jupiter just went into Aquarius, as did Saturn on winter solstice of this year, Northern Hemisphere. And the beauty of Jupiter in Aquarius is like, let's blow our minds and open up to a completely different way of looking at things. And let's open our consciousness and beliefs to include all the others. So this sort of global consciousness, egalitarian consciousness. But equally, the wounded side of Jupiter in Aquarius can be a rigidity with our certainty about what our truths are. My mind's made up, don't confuse me with the facts, you know. So Mercury being with Jupiter from January 11th to March 4th, you can just notice for yourself since mid-January, but last couple of weeks, have you had a challenge internally where part of you is nudging you to look at those rigid belief systems you're carrying? And maybe it's time to let go of those old stories that are too small to cover your heart. Okay. And to look at how might you open your mind to accept the radical, the different, the unusual, not the status quo. And what do you need to do inside to strengthen your own inner resources so you can bear the challenge of changing your thoughts? So that's all in there with the Mercury retrograde. Very, very powerful cycle. And that goes until February 20th. There's also what we call a sensitivity phase, which means we feel Mercury retrograde coming a little bit earlier and we feel it still going on the way out after it's formally been retrograde. And that time period is basically from January 15th until March 13th. So we basically are looking at a 2-month period of attitude adjustment, my friends. This, we've been on attitude adjustment for years now, but particularly since 2020, so we just continue it. But hopefully that energy I've just named for you helps you. And we're going to continue to follow that theme of Aquarius for this week because so many planets right now are in Aquarius. And particularly remember the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, the coming together at 0 degrees of Aquarius on winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, really marks not like a new 20-year era of growth for us societal-wise, as well as a 200-year cycle. If you want a review on that, go back to my podcast on the key cycles of 2020. I did two YouTube. They're up on YouTube right now. I'll talk about my channel at the end of this podcast, but I have both a webinar on the key cycles of 2021 and a webinar on the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. You can go check that out on my YouTube channel. Again, I'll reference it at the end of this podcast. Okay, now this week, Monday, February 1st, the Sun in Aquarius is square Mars in Taurus at 12 degrees. And the Sun is the hero-heroine archetype. It's the conscious self. It's shining and illuminating who we are and where we are in our life. Whenever the Sun is active in a cycle, we get to see something that we need to look at. Now, Mars is the warrior, warrioress, advocate archetype. Very feisty, very young, very go forward. And when it's healthy, it is really defending, having courage to go forward. It's a scout. When it's wounded, it's a violent, aggressive destroyer. And it's a very reactive archetype when we're unconscious. It's like, you know how you get pissed and you just lash out? That can be wounded unconscious Mars. Healthy Mars is when you recognize, I have the courage, I'm going forward. Now, Mars is in Taurus right now, and Taurus is an earth sign that's about groundedness, sensuality, practicality, but also security. And when Mars is in Taurus, this is a challenge where we can get very pissy and brittle when we feel threatened. You know, our securities are threatened. Well, hello, welcome to 2021. Have we been through a year of all of our security being threatened? So what this cycle on February 1st is inviting us to look at is shining the light, Sun square Mars, shining the light on the part of us that is pissed off and angry because we think we're losing territory and we want to fight to defend our territory. The Sun in Aquarius says, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Perhaps your sense of ownership and territory is, again, too small for your soul, too small for these times. And how could you have the courage to find your security more inside yourself and to come out of hiding from who you really are and have the courage to be who you are, to find your true place of belonging, okay? To, again, from Mark Nepos, quote from the poem Coming, the palace that difficulty opens. We've had so much difficulty, so much undermining of our perceived ego sense of security. And that's painful. We don't want to blow that off. But also, don't let it rigidify us and get us pissed off and be destructive. You know, we've already seen that played out in the World Channel of, you know, people pissed off and threatened because they're losing their security and their stability and their seeming resources, and so they're just going to destroy. So the Sun square Mars says, shine the light, individuate. And how do you shine the light on the courage to find a different kind of security? Okay, and then Saturday, February 6th, Venus comes along and keeps us going in that conversation with the Aquarius Taurus dynamic. And I also want to say, remind you, I'll say this a lot in this time period, Aquarius, a short word for Aquarius is freedom, the need for freedom. Short phrase for Taurus, the need for security. So fundamentally, the beginning of this year is a huge seeming clash between the need for security, Taurus, and the need for freedom, Aquarius. And we're working it out. And it means we work it out by changing our consciousness, by changing our attitudes that are too small for ourselves in these times and what our world needs of us. So on Saturday, February 6th, Venus is conjunct Saturn at 5 degrees of Aquarius. That means Venus and Saturn are together in the heavens. And Venus is square Uranus. She's 90 degrees away. That planet seems to be 90 degrees away from the planet Uranus at 6 degrees of Aquarius Taurus. Now, Venus is the lover archetype. This is the one in us and the world that's about our relational self and about our core values and what's important to us. It's a very magnetizing, powerful archetype that brings things together in our heart, brings things together in the world. And when Venus is active, that character in us and the world wants to see right relationship, wants reciprocity, wants care, wants the feeding and nourishing of right relationship. Okay, so first of all, Venus conjunct Saturn is really saying Saturn is the archetype of the structure maker, the one who grounds us, the responsible one. It's like the CEO, the inner CEO of our lives. And Saturn wants a grounded game plan. Saturn, when it's wounded, is a very fear-based inner critic. That's really nasty. But when it's healthy, it's the adult of us who says, I can do this. I'm willing to have integrity. I'm willing to have purpose. I'm willing to move forward. So Venus Saturn in a beautiful way on Saturday, February 6th, seeds, how might I take responsibility for what I care about, Venus? What my values are? All this disruption and upheaval, all this loss of security. Do we want to go to the dark side of ourselves? Do we want to go to the unmetabolized, wounded, thrash out, you know, destroy everything part of ourselves? Or do we want to grow up and say, you know what? This is where I lean in and I cherish what I want to cherish and value. I make connections. I have the courage to make relationships in a new way, Aquarius, and to cherish myself, that I'm not the old self and I need to adult here and grow out of the old part of myself that is too small for these times. And to be responsible to my relationships. And that's not just human. It's the relationship to the world, but also Venus has to do with our values. So relationship to your money, your resource management, your stewardship of your life energy. You know, there's this very common, Venus-Saturn is a common time to say, get your act together with your resource management, your money, your, you know, clean out the closet, say, okay, get your schedule set, all kinds of stuff. Then in contrast, for something different, Now for something completely different. Venus square Uranus the same day. Uranus is the maverick archetype. And this is the rebel, the change agent, the one who blows up the too small status quo. And when Venus and Uranus come together, it often represents a theme of I need something different in my core relationships. That can be with yourself or external people. And so there's both this call of Saturn, stabilize and ground what's important to you, and blow up and change what you know you've outgrown. A lot of tension with that. And yet the beauty of this Venus cycle with Saturn and Uranus in early February is it gives us a larger way, a way to connect in on a personal level with the larger big cycle of the main big cycle of this year, which is Saturn square Uranus in the heavens. Saturn in the sign of Aquarius, 90 degrees away from our perspective on the Earth, to Uranus in Taurus. And that cycle's huge. It's most of the year. It's from February 17th of 2021 all the way till December 24th of 2021. I spoke about it in my Key Cycles of 2021 YouTube webinar. I'll also talk about that cycle later this month. So what does it mean? Overall, just shorthand, Saturn square Uranus says, again, this need for structure in a new innovative way, Saturn in Aquarius, and finding a way to radically shift our old identities with security and stability and our old relationships with the Earth. So we are being challenged to be both grounded and impeccable and responsible Saturn and radical change agents at the same time. That's a tall order, and we're apprenticing to it. We're not there yet, but that's the big theme. And in this week, Venus says, how about you really lean into this challenge through your relationships and your stewardship of your money and resources? And then finally, I want to give you a preview of coming attractions for Monday, February 8th. The Sun in Aquarius is conjunct Mercury retrograde at 20 degrees. And this is really important again because everything's important, right, my friends? The Sun illuminates and shines the light. So here it is at the core of Mercury retrograde, this big review of our stories and our thoughts and our old mental patterns, thinking for ourselves. And the Sun's like lighting up, how you doing with that? Have you made some core changes? It's not too late. Get on with it, okay? And this is really important also because whenever the Sun is conjunct Mercury retrograde, it begins a new four-month Mercury cycle, which is a really beautiful cycle to use for projects. And I'll speak more about that in next week's podcast, okay? But just be aware of that coming. Okay, my friends, nice deep breath. I'm going to give you this beautiful poem to complete, and then I'm going to list a bunch of resources for you for continuing to support you in your transformation journey. Okay, so take a deep breath. A lot of activity here, but bottom line, radically changing the way we think and who we think we are. So here's a poem to support that. It's called Where To Now by Mark Nepal. Now that I've come out of hiding, my fears are forgetting to be afraid. Now that I've dropped my opinions in the rain, my story is too small to cover my heart. Now that I've put down what I thought was important, I'm surprised by angels lost along the way. How we get here doesn't matter, and where we're going is just something for the mind to chew. I'll meet you here, in the palace that difficulty opens, the magical doorway, the shape of who we are. So, dear ones, may you be able to see all these difficulties that you personally have been going through in the world, a deep suffering, to take nothing away from that. But could it be seen as a magical doorway to help you and the world become more the shape of who we are? So as always, thank you for being with me on this podcast, trusting it will serve you deeply in the coming week and continue. And a bunch of resources I want to flag for you. And go to astrologyalchemy.com, that website, for the resource pages and get a lot of these links, okay? So first of all, I want to thank all of you who've been supporting me with this podcast. You're welcome to make a donation of any amount if that's congruent for you. And when you go to the astrologyalchemy.com homepage, there's a button right there to donate. And thank you so much for all who already have. And it doesn't have to be money. Thank you for donating prayers and good energy and good light to my work in the world. Deeply appreciative of that. Also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. I have all kinds of really helpful videos up there, including two with the astrology webinars I did recently. The YouTube channel is called Transformation Journey Roadmap. Transformation Journey Roadmap, and I'll put a link on that on the resource page of the website. And then finally, I'm excited to invite you to two one-day online courses that I'm doing through my other business, Northwest Soul Quest. They are on Saturday, February 20th, Essential Soulcraft Practices, which is a one-day online course in introducing you to three core soulcraft practices. Welcome to enroll for that, and there's information on the resource page for that. And the second one-day event is on Sunday, February 21st, Process Work Practices. I'm a process worker, and it's a phenomenal way of doing transformational work about your attitudes and your energy and all kinds of things. If you've always been interested in process work and you want to check it out, come join me and my co-guide, Ann Hayden, for that event. Process Work Practices, Sunday, February 21st. Again, the link to enroll will be on the resources page of the Astrology Alchemy website. Okay, dear ones, thank you. May this help you. And remember, in this Mercury retrograde time, release those stories that are too small to cover your heart. Big blessings to you on your transformation journey process and alchemical changes. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.